This Sunday in the church calendar year is known as Christ the King Sunday or the Reign of Christ Sunday. It serves as a transition Sunday between this current season known as Pentecost, the season in which we are baptized by the Holy Spirit to preach and proclaim the good news of the gospel, and this new season of the church year, which begins next Sunday, which we call the season of Advent. And as you know, in Advent, we begin our preparations for the coming celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, whom we call King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty God, Prince of Peace. So this Sunday is that transition. We call it Christ the King Sunday. And this scripture raises an interesting question about kings and kingdoms, especially following our recent national election, during which we elected a new president and will be under his leadership and the leadership of a new Congress for these next years. We don't have kings, but presidents. And we don't refer to this country as a kingdom, but rather as a nation, a republic, if you will. And we are citizens of this republic, this country, this nation, but we are also citizens, disciples, followers of this Christ whom we call King. And in this passage of Scripture, we see the conflict, the discussion, the gamesmanship going on between Jesus and the governor, Pontius Pilate, because in effect what they're talking about, what is at the heart of this discussion back and forth between Jesus and Pilate, is a question of belonging, being a part of a whole question of loyalty. Pilate is trying to determine if Jesus claims to be the king of the Jewish nation by saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus responds by asking questions of Pilate, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" And then Jesus tries to explain that the nation, the kingdom, to which Jesus belongs is not a political reality, but a theological one. Jesus belongs to a kingdom that is not earthly bound. Pilate understands the terms king and kingdom in earthly terms, just like we do, but Jesus is trying to say that his kingdom is not of this world, but is rather a set of values and beliefs which cannot be confined to this world. So since we affirm that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, then we as Christians belong to that truth. The truth which we know in Jesus Christ is what forms the kingdom of which Jesus is king. And so on this transition Sunday, we hear about Christ as king and begin to make a determination if we see him as the truth, as our king, and want to begin preparations to celebrate his coming birth in our lives. And therefore, if we do that, then we belong to that truth and we belong to that kingdom. Pilate lived by what he saw as truth and ruled his kingdom as such. Jesus is truth and calls us to live in his truth as part of his kingdom here on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The reign of Christ is not for 4 years or for a few hours on a Sunday morning, but totally throughout our lives, literally 24/7. Now, don't people always seem to test where it is they belong? Children test the resilience of their belonging to their families in times of frustration and disagreement. And so do adults. We test our belonging to families. We test our belonging to communities of faith and to our nation. For example, adults may leave relationships for a few hours to calm things down, or for a few days to ponder the durability of a relationship, with some leaving permanently. Some people test their belonging by voicing ultimatums. Some people test their belonging by simply drifting away quietly and wondering if anyone will notice. Some people will engage in deep conversation with the community of faith and its leadership only then to discern it is best to leave or to stay. And whether we stay or leave says something about whether we want to adhere to the values of that particular community. Such as it was with Pilate. Jesus encounters Pilate and tries to get from Pilate the truth. Who is Pilate and what does he really believe, or is he just toting the political line? Does he know the truth for himself, or the truth told to him by his party leaders? What we see is a Pilate who is trapped. He is trapped by his decision to remain wedded to the values and the ethics and the behavior and the priorities of his kingdom, and to ensure his continued control in that kingdom and its surrounding environment. Pilate adheres to his political kingdom while this Jesus Christ preaches truth. And the followers of this Christ are followers of the truth. And what does that mean? For me, it means living by a whole different set of values and priorities and principles and directions and ethics and mindset and goals than we see many times in the culture of which we are a part. And everything in our lives is seen through the prism or the glasses, the decision to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I know when I watch the talk news shows on television and a person appears on the screen and alongside their name is an identification of that person, it might be political or religious or ethnic or organizational, and I know what they're probably going to say because they have to. That is who they are and who they have become. And just like Pilate, when Jesus really tried to help Pilate tell the truth about himself, he was unable or unwilling or afraid because he was trapped by years of affirming his cultural priorities. He was not a seeker of the truth, but rather a protector of himself and his current status in life. I remember when in college and having been involved in helping to form what we call the social fraternity. One that would emphasize sharing and giving rather than partying and self-centeredness. But when it came to elect a college-wide fraternity chair and several candidates were presented, one from my own social fraternity, it became difficult because I knew the candidate from my social fraternity was not nearly as qualified as the candidate from another fraternity. I was captive of my decision to be a member of that fraternity. And to dare say anything truthful would have caused me to be ousted. I hate to say it, but at that point I was not a follower of the truth of Jesus Christ in that decision. On this Sunday, the church proclaims Christ the King. The church announces that it bows only to Jesus the Christ. The church declares that it does not give allegiance to any other person, principality, or power claiming to be sovereign. Yet while the church live out its profession, forever fearful in this increasingly post-Christian era of losing members and thus losing influence in the community, does the church temper its message and its mission in a desperate effort to maintain position? I know when visiting other churches while on vacation, sometimes in worship I feel I'm being entertained rather than being challenged by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know what I love about the Presbyterian Church is that the church engages in many of the really difficult issues of the time, not so much to alienate people, but to seek the truth or to challenge people to seek the truth. So if folks want to be part of a denomination or a particular church, they know that organization is trying to seek the truth. Not always done well or right, and not always in agreement, but seekers of the truth and followers of the truth as found in Jesus Christ our Lord. This Thanksgiving, for some people in different parts of the nation, they'll camp out in front of the stores to be first on Black Friday. Now Black Friday starts Thursday night. Soon maybe Thursday morning, maybe Wednesday, maybe this afternoon. Thus causing employees to have to be at work and not at home. And the culture has a way of controlling us and slowly preventing us from following this Christ. And what do you do? How do you respond? It's a battle, it's a struggle, because in many ways the gospel is offensive to the culture in which we live. We want to make sure that we get ready to celebrate the Christ, the truth about life, indeed the King of our lives, and not just some watered-down trivia of cultural popularity which society deems as proper and inoffensive. Because just as it was threatening to Pilate to hear this Jesus proclaimed as King of the Jews, so it is threatening to society today when we proclaim that Jesus is King. It threatens the whole moral and social and political structure of our nation and of other nations. It will be offensive to our politics and will be offensive even to the politics we see occurring within our own denomination. Jesus said to Pilate, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." What is the voice of the gospel today in the Middle East, where brothers and sisters in faith are killing and bombing each other? What is the voice of the gospel in this nation as we pit group against group and fight for unfair advantage over one another? Who is listening to the truth anymore, other than that which we as individuals determine as the truth for ourselves? And somehow that truth for ourselves is always defined in our own best interests. This Christ, this King, tells the truth to both rich and poor, to both Jew and Christian, to both Muslim and Buddhist, to black and to white, to liberal and to conservative, to old and to young, to male and to female, American or African, Russian or Chinese. The truth is the truth. And it is that truth which has come into the world and to which we make adherence and affirmation, and to determine if we want to belong to a community of faith which tries to understand and follow that truth. And we do that today on this Christ the King Sunday. Amen.